Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Welcome to Core Finance. Let's talk to Matt Brown. Morning to you, young Matt.
Good morning.
Right, market headlines. Let's kick off. Markets tread water ahead of ECB minutes. I've read this morning, markets are dull, they're boring. You don't hear that often. But yeah, it's dull and boring, right?
They are bull markets, but drop the B, stick a D in front, and you've got a dull market there. Look, volumes have been light in the US, but has been spluttering higher, or spluttering like a Theresa May speech to the Conservative conference yesterday. They are flat, they're grinding high, but volumes are light. We've got China on holiday this week, we've got non-farm payrolls tomorrow, we've got ECB minutes due out today. These are the September minutes. Now, Draghi has indicated that October is going to be the point where they're going to really start getting into or talking about putting timescales on QE tapering. So, look, pre-indications may come from the ECB minutes from September, from the last meeting today. But the markets are a little bit flat. We saw a sell-off yesterday in the likes of Centrica, Scottish and Southern Energy. This is the cap, or the price cap expected from the Conservative government. So that got the markets moving a little bit. But at the moment, I think all eyes say non-farm tomorrow and
ECB. FTSE, one to watch. Merlin Entertainment.
Yeah, picked up on this stock. I'm surprised. I mean, they've been teetering being kicked out of the FTSE 100 previously, moving down maybe to the 250. Now, Merlin Entertainment's owned Madame Tussauds, Legoland, etc. Then there's a story doing the rounds that they are going to bid for part of SeaWorld in the US. SeaWorld trading up 5% overnight. Now, SeaWorld, they had killer whales, dolphins and whatnot, and they've really had a rough ride of things over recent years on the back of a documentary that was released a few years ago called Blackfish that was very derogatory about how they manage kind of capturing animals. And right, this has really kind of fallen out of favour with families. So Merlin are going in there looking to pick up some of their estates. Not the whole company. This could be a positive. Merlin already have a presence in the United States. What they actually do with these sites, I'm sure they're not going to keep animals. They're probably going to put roller coasters or Legolands or something in there. A bigger Madame Tussauds or a giant waxwork of Donald Trump or something. But it's an interesting story. The stock's a little bit positive on the back of that today, worth looking into.
Okay, understood. Let's go to a smaller AIM one to watch. Lightwave radio frequency. We seem to talk about this one a bit too often. What have they announced?
It was just an announcement yesterday. They expect revenue to double this year. They've got numbers due out in December, so this was a pre-final number statement. The losses will be similar to last year. It's an interesting stock. We have had the CEO on the show. I do talk about it a lot. I do like it. It's more, again, and I will reiterate, it's the British innovation story.
Understood. Let's go into currencies. The pound, cable, US dollar, 131.95, going down by the day now. And euro, great British pound at 89.16.
Yeah, the pound giving up a little bit yesterday. There's two things here. There was the ISM manufacturing data out of the US was stronger than expected. And also the Theresa May speech really kind of got people a little bit worried about where the UK is going and where the leadership is. And there's a lot of kind of cracks in the government, albeit, you know, Theresa May dealt with a lot of issues. She had letters falling off the signs behind her. P45s, etc., and a sore throat. She was coughing through a lot of the speech. But is she strong and stable? That's the key thing, and I think that's weakening the pound a little bit.
Understood.
Today.
In terms of broker research, the broker upgrades, WH Smith's the broker. Is who? That's a fancy old...
That's Peel Hunt.
Peel Hunt, okay.
Yes, KBC as it used to be known, Peel Hunt. They've been banging the drum on this stock for quite a few years. The stock in the past 5 years has gone from £6 up to, up to around £20. It's gone up from 16 to £20 this year alone. Now, this is a bricks and mortar story.
But they stack it and rack it now. You can't actually see down the aisles who's in the other aisles. Mm-hmm. It works.
Exactly, and their margins are working. They're in, as we've spoken before about them, they're in airports, they're in Wales, etc., in railway stations. Look, WH Smith's had a strong run. Peel Hunt probably just taking a little bit of profit off the table.
Off the table, yeah. Understood. Right, the core number today, 13 billion. Yep. What is this?
Well, it's been in the news the past couple of days, financial press, in the City AM front page this morning, basically. This is the amount of tax owed by Apple to the Irish government, or more importantly, the EU. The Irish government have had a year to claim this back from them. They're not doing it. The EC, or the European Court, is taking Ireland to court to say, look, you've got to make them pay up. That's the deal. There's certain issues with regards to it. Was it actually state aid? That's a big number. It's a huge number. They'll probably negotiate that down at some point. But what's key to look at is Ireland's growth story with the likes of Amazon's, for the Facebooks, the Apples that were based in Ireland. That was their foothold into Europe. Now, with the UK leaving Brexit, we can start looking at maybe having these tax deals for these big companies that will create jobs, will create innovation going forward, and we won't be shackled by the EU. So if this is happening, Apple may be looking to relocate to a town near you.
That sounds like a good rumour to me. Right, let's wrap up with the economic calendar in terms of the European sector. We've got September minutes. We've got a speaker in the States. We've got the initial jobless claims. Finally, UK, 6:30. MPC member Hadleen speaks.
Yeah, look out for Hadleen's speech. Obviously, initial jobless. We're looking at non-farm payrolls, more importantly, tomorrow. We haven't got it on here. There is a swathe of Fed members speaking this afternoon, about four or five of them. So look out for that, for movements, certainly in the dollar and certainly versus the pound. But I think volumes are going to be light today. Look forward to non-farm tomorrow.
Matt, thank you very much indeed.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.